That is the nature of the business of the council and the business of politics, that there are tough decisions. But this is a bit different to maybe other topics that we would debate in the chamber, in that, not to put too fine a point on it, the winter maintenance programme really can be a matter of life or death to ensure that roads are in a safe condition to be driven on. My ask was a significant one, and it's that the road, the main road to every school in the county, would be added to the Gritton programme. The vast majority of them are currently, but a number of them aren't, including the Ellies National School. And I do believe that any road that has a primary school or a secondary school on it should be included on the Gritton programme.
The comment that came back from the engineers was absolutely, we'll discuss this, but the funding is limited. If we are to do this, we're going to have to take money away from other routes. There is nothing on that programme at the moment where someone can say, well, they don't deserve it.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. No, and listen, it's a case that we're going to have to go wherever we have to go, in my opinion, to get additional funding for our winter maintenance programme, be that from the council's own resources if we have to rejig things within the budget, or indeed go to national government and go to the Department of Transport to ensure that our maintenance budget matches the need that is there. And in my opinion, there are a number of places in my own MD and in my own electoral area that are not been gridded, that should be gridded, including the Bray Road, the Ellies National School, and the Upper Road in Dunree.